Good morning, the Hawk. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Chad Brather. How are you?
The redneck with the blue collar with the commentary that'll make you holler. The political cowboy, but you don't call him Roy. He's rad and the good kind of bad. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Brather!
Now, if I could get all that recorded and play it before every single show, you'd get royalties from it.
Oh, I'm your man, brother. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I am fantastic. We're so excited you're coming back to East Idaho. And first off, man, before we get into the show and who you are and what you do for those people that don't know, how was your Easter?
It was good. We spent it traveling. We had a show down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. So it was one of those Cajun Easters.
So did they do like mud bugs instead of ham or what? I mean, what?
Yeah, they do. And it's one of those deals where Jesus came out of the tomb, but he was eating andouille sausage.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I've got a couple bags of leftover ham if you need it, because I went with a 12-pounder, and I don't think I ate that much. So, yeah, here we go. East Idaho, brother, good to have you back here. For those people that don't know, the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour, what is that? In a nutshell.
Well, you know, we've been doing this tour now for about 18 months, and some cities we're coming back to, like Idaho. So in these repeat cities, what I started doing is I'm calling it the Star Spangled Banter, the State of the Union, where we come in and really take a look at where we are as Americans. And a lot of people ask, they say, you know, is this a political comedy show? It's really not. It's just a look at the American diversity and situation and some of the privilege we have and things we can make fun of. And I tell you, if folks come in, they have a blast when they come to this show. It's nonstop laugh. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to work again this time with my buddy Spencer O'Neill, who's going to be opening for me. And if folks don't know Spencer, I'm telling you, they're about to be lifelong fans.
Fantastic, man. So, you know, like a lot of us here, I consider you a fellow red, white, and blue neck.
Right.
But it seems like no matter, you know, what political affiliation you are, whatever your personal beliefs are, man, nobody has a sense of humor anymore. Can't we just laugh at things?
Yeah, you know, I've always tried to make humor, you know, that has a point that goes along with it. And I think that with, if you can't laugh, you're going to cry. These days, you really aren't. And I've always said, if Washington, D.C. is going to keep writing the jokes, we're going to keep telling them. And, you know, I think that one of the things that's been lost in comedy these days is people, they're afraid to go out and be funny because they're afraid to offend people. Yeah. I say, you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender. I don't care if you're white, black, man, woman, fat, gay, straight. Who cares? Let's make fun of everybody. I don't care where you're from, California, New York, Texas. Let's make fun of everybody.
There you go.
And, you know, that's the beauty of America is we're different, we're diverse, and we should be able to laugh at ourselves.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, as a radio guy, especially a morning guy, the only person laughing at me is myself. So, with that in mind, what kind of kid were you? What was little Chad like?
Pretty hyperactive, actually. I grew up in the woods, man. There was nothing but the dogs and the trees and the horses, and I didn't have any neighborhood kids to play with. So, when I finally got out of that and found civilization, I went crazy, man. I was pretty wild. Yeah, for a kid like that, people say, how did that translate? And it's like, that's why these days I can't shut up. I don't know how to even stop. My brain's never. My wife gets on to me. She says, you don't sleep. I said, I haven't slept in 46 years. I'm not going to start now.
I think you and I have a lot in common, my friend. I grew up in the sand dunes between a bay and an ocean with a pulp mill down the street.
Listen, man, I grew up in Georgia, man, where my family tree was a brush pile, bro. We were country folks. I mean, rednecks. I had to get away from the family business of meth. It was tough. Look, I got a cousin that got arrested at a cockfight for selling chicken salad sandwiches. That's how country we were.
Oh, man. Well, it's always a good time when you're in town and you're on stage and somebody gives you a microphone because, like you say, you don't stop and your mind goes 1,000 miles an hour with your hair on fire. And this is a show for everyone, though, right? I mean, all ages. I mean,
well, you know, most theaters usually put an 18 and up on there. And the only reason we do that is because of what you said. We want to make sure that it's humor that people understand. I'm a father of five. So, you know, there's a lot of things that 15-year-olds aren't going to quite understand that I'm talking about. You know, if I tell people I got a wife, three dogs, a cat, five kids, and a vasectomy, they're going to say, I don't know where that university is.
There you go.
We do comedy, but I'm a storyteller, and what we do is we look at the American perspective. And not only that, just what people go through, families go through, husbands and wives and parents go through, and just the plight of the day. And so it's one of those American shows. I've never believed in vulgarity for humor. I just think that I'm one of those guys. I'll show you the edge. I'm just not going to shove you over it.
Exactly. So five kids. I've got four, and here's my age range. You ready?
Yeah.
I got a 19, almost 20-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 4, and a 2-year-old.
See that? Let's go back to that university of vasectomy comment.
I didn't graduate, clearly. I might have been a dropout right there. What age groups are you working with right now?
I am 21, 19, and 15. Those are my girls. My two oldest girls are off at two different universities in Alabama.
Wow.
And then I got two boys at 12. So, yeah, we got our hands full.
All right. So you're beyond the full meltdown tantrums in church.
We are beyond that. And we don't, and we're beyond, even more importantly, we're beyond the carrying the diaper bags. I'm amazed at what people have these days. I mean, they basically have robot babysitters to take care of kids. You can get all that stuff through Amazon.com.
Sure. And some of the kids will order it for you.
Exactly. They come microchipped.
Yeah. I think my wife's Zulu Lily account has like $2,000 in the basket right now. So I'm like, honey, just don't give her the cell phone anymore. That's really the key to it. I don't care if she wants to watch Peppa Pig because she's talking in English terms I don't even understand anymore. I don't know what a loo is.
They come with a scanner. They come with a barcode scanner. You just run them right through the self-checkout.
Oh, I wouldn't trade it for the world, though, man. The girls are the little ones, and the boys are the older ones. So the boys are growing up and getting on. And now I'm going to try and survive raising the two girls, which means lots of life insurance.
Yeah, it's going to be a different world. You need to definitely have some liability in case you go postal on some young boy one day.
Okay, I will. I'll call my State Farm agent today. I need an umbrella policy.
They'll say, you want what now?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. I need bigger locks and more ammo is what I need. I live right down the street from the Cabela's. I'm going to be all right, Chad. I will.
Just remember, man, cadaver dogs can smell up to 12 feet deep, okay?
Okay.
So very deep.
13 feet and coffee grounds then. Is that what you're saying?
There you go.
All right, brother. Well, hey, we are so excited you're coming to town. We've been giving away some tickets in the afternoon with my buddy JP. And so happy you've come back again to give East Idahoans that missed you last time a chance to see you. Chad Prather, Friday night, Colonial Theater, the Star Spangled Banter comedy tour. Don't miss Chad. And again, buy your tickets now through the Colonial Theater and win them this afternoon at 3:15 and all week long with Justin Pierce and the smartest person in Idaho. You're one of the smartest and funniest guys I know. Chad, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. God bless you. Travel safe. And we'll see you Friday at the Colonial Theater, my friend.
You bet. Take care, brother. Thanks again.